but we'll give it a shot. I have here in front of me a sefer. It's called Sefer Toras HaMechitza. Okay, Toras HaMechitza, Teres Moshe. Halachos v'yunim b'dinei ha'pirda u'mechitza, separation and division bein anoshim l'noshim, between men and women. Now this area of separation between men and women is something which is really one of the main principles that separates Orthodox Jewry from
the rest.
Everyone else. Okay, now besides Shmir Shabbos, and besides,
I mean, the Muslims also have separate.
Besides, okay, Shabbos is Shabbos, but you know, they also have a degree of Shabbos by whatever they have, whatever. Unfortunately, Achenu Bnei Yisrael, who hopefully will one day return back to their roots. But this thing of separation between men and women is something that is pure to people who are Shomrei Torah u'mitzvahs. And it's a very, very complex topic. Let's run through some of the ideas. Just think about how complex it is. Go to a wedding. We've never seen amongst us a mechitza by a wedding. There's no mechitza by a wedding. And they're making brachas. You make seven. You're doing a very holy thing. It's a very davar sheh b'kedusha. What greater davar sheh b'kedusha is there between marriage, man and woman? Okay, I'm a kaddish.
By a chuppah.
And sheva brachas also. You have the sheva brachas. When they make the sheva brachas, by that time, I mean, the men and women, they come together. Whoever's left at the end of the wedding, they come together. So you're dealing over here with davar sheh b'kedusha. You're dealing over here, hamakadesh, esamo yisrael. You're dealing with mamish davar sheh b'kedusha. You've never seen. At least I'm sure there are people who are extremists, okay? Nah, not even. Now, extreme people do this. But derech klal, we've never seen amongst us, we've never heard about this, a mechitza between men and women by a wedding and by a sheva brachas. Okay, now, until recent times, we've never seen a mechitza by a funeral. It's a new thing now. We used to be in Shomrei Hadas, in the old Shomrei Hadas, we all remember, there was no mechitza by a funeral, even in the outside of Shomrei Hadas, you go to any other chapel, near the chapel that's not in Borough Park, which we've all been to, chapels anywhere outside of Borough Park, there's no mechitza by a funeral. The men sit on one side, and the women on the other side, even though it says, the Gemara talks about, well, we'll discuss the Gemara Masech, the Sukkah, which discusses the funeral, according to one opinion, of the Yetzer Hara, it says the men and women were separate. And that itself is very important, which we're going to discuss soon. All it means is they're separate. Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara there must be a mechitza. What I'm trying to point out is there are two different dinim. Okay, I'm just coming cut to the chase. There are two different dinim in these matters. There's an element of separation. Men here, women there, they should not be mingling together. Then there's another thing called a partition, a mechitza. These are two completely separate different things. 99% of the halachas that the Torah, either Chazal, or even if it's a din d'oraisa, like a Moshe says in many situations, that demand men and women are separate, do not demand that there be a partition. The only ikur demand in most of the situations is there be separation between men and women. It is really only in the Beis HaKnesses, at the time of davening, that there is an absolute requirement that there be a partition, separating, in addition to being separate, men and women on one side, women and women on one side, there's also a demand that there be a partition. But let's just discuss some of the basic things. Basically, we mentioned a wedding. And we mentioned a funeral. What about... Okay, when it comes to all the sources, when it comes there, that's a simcha. Let's say you go to a bar mitzvah or a pidyon haben or things like that. But you ever see by a pidyon haben? I've never seen by a pidyon haben where at the ceremony when they make the brachas. It's a mitzvah deraisa. To be paid the maybe you'll tell me a wedding is not. You'll argue wedding is not a mitzvah deraisa. Wedding is only a hechsher mitzvah. The mitzvah is having children. And getting married is only a prerequisite to the mekayim, the mitzvah of having children. You can make such an argument. People have made that argument. But you can't go tell me the same thing when it comes to pidyon haben. a pidyon haben is a mitzvah deraisa. You must be put into davar shel kedusha mamish. So how come you've never gone to a pidyon haben where there was a separation of a mechitza of men and women at the time? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Where you see such a thing?
I walked into the women. I had no problem.
Okay, so you've never seen by us having a mechitza at the ceremony at a pidyon haben. No such thing. What about a shir? You go to a lecture. Okay, you go to a lecture. Torah, different Torah. You teach people halach. That's a mitzvah. Let's say even nash the halachs and nashim must know as well. Is there a requirement that there be a mechitza at a shir? And they must, besides the fact that men and women sit separate, is there a requirement to be a mechitza down the middle or in the back? We've never seen a hakpada when it comes to a shir. Maybe we're back with they sit separately more often than not. But to go to the degree we were makbid, there should be a mechitza that far.
Ezras
Nashim is in a shul. If it's anyway in a shul, there's anyway an Ezras Nashim. So they sit in the Ezras Nashim. Is the mechitza open or closed? It all depends. What about on Simchas Torah? It's the minigun problem almost every single shul that they open the mechitza, they take down the mechitza. If you're in a shtibel, so they probably have a curtain, so they open up the curtain, and the men are. I daven in the yeshiva, go to a yeshiva around the corner from me, so they have the removable partitions. That's what they have during the whole year round. The whole week, there's no part, nothing. Shabbos, so they have a removable partition they put up for Shabbos. On Simchas Torah, they take away the mechitza. This is yeshiva. They take away the mu partition. The women are on one side, and they're watching on the other side. So how come for hakafis, we're not makbid? We're not makbid. We let the women. Women are allowed. There's mamash no mechitza. Yeah.
I read mechitza is the American invention because in Europe and all around the world before America. The shuls were built with a woman's section separated.
Gallery upstairs.
There was no even partition. The woman could sit
upstairs.
Upstairs.
Right.
So only a mechitza was
a new thing. Well, it's true to a degree because the main issue in almost all of the things that we're going to discuss as we go through this, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, as we go through this is there are many areas of halacha that require separation. Now that is really, that's a very, but they do does not require a partition. Unfortunately, many people don't understand this. And they think a partition and separation is one and the same. And they jump to a conclusion that is a terrible mistake. They jump to the conclusion that since we do not need a partition, we might as well sit together. They'll come to the conclusion, since in the chapel there's no partition between men and women, so what's so bad if my wife sits with me together in the front row? What's so bad if my cousins sit with me? Most men will sit over in there. A few women all sit together. That's a terrible mistake. In almost all the areas of the halacha that we do find that they are separate, that is a requirement of halacha, and I'll show you the sources for this in a few moments, or maybe tomorrow as we go through this. There are very many, many areas of halacha that either it's a deraisa, Rav Moshe, there's a lot of shocking tradition. People think that Rav Moshe, Satnarov, is more machal than Rav Moshe. The truth is, Rav Moshe is more machal than Satnarov in many respects, because Rav Moshe holds that a lot of these things are deraisa. And the Satnarov does not seem to hold that it's a deraisa. Practically speaking, the Satnarov demands more. He demands more of a separation, but not based on the deraisa, based on the minhag, based upon the chumers. But Rav Moshe, he in halacha holds that many of these situations are the deraisa. It's a tremendous chiddush.
Rabbi Yoelish was machlan because he knew his
chep. Okay, so you got no. It's later. Like, hold off until the right moment.
I say, coming back from Yichud and the dancing,
yeah.
It should lady dancing, men dancing. It should not be any mechitza between them.
So the truth is, years ago, go back probably 30, 40 years ago, it was very common when there was no mechitza by the dancing. Separate dancing.
No, there is.
Now it's unheard of. Years ago, it was a fact, but even by the Gedolei Yisrael, there's dancing for the men, dancing for the women, and there's separate seating in many cases. sometimes sanat, but it was machitza. You have to have a machitza on the dance floor. What business do you have watching the women dance? You want to dance, you dance with the men. And the women, they'll dance with the women. You have to have a mechitza separating the men dancing and the women dancing. It's a fact that about 30 years ago, in most Jewish affairs, there was no mechitza on the dance. There was no mixed dancing. Chas v'sholom. Mixed dancing is also. We'll discuss that later on. But you have to have a mechitza for dancing. So today we live in a very firm world, and we do have it. What's very sad is that it's very bizarre. People know they wouldn't be caught dead looking at the women dance at the wedding. But when the wedding is over and they get the video, you have no problem watching the video from beginning to end and watch every single woman dance. And who's that woman? And you watch them. That's not right. If you're not, you're just like you're not allowed to watch the women dance, not the tzniyos. It's not their heritage from men.
Some people don't have video.
What? So they have more money, they have separately, they have hafrodah. They have videos where they separate the men from the women. I know because I just saw this for the first time was with my brother, his daughter got married 6 months. I was married until 6 months ago. So I went back in that area to show, so he showed me, I saw on the computer the wedding video. So there were three videos. There was a clip, basically they summarized the whole wedding in 7 minutes. For people like me who have no patience, you can watch the whole wedding in 7 minutes. And then they have two videos. One video is from beginning to end with back and forth between men and women, back and forth. And then they have another video which basically is only the men, only the women. So the people who are very religious only watch the men or the women. It takes out, which is true. The same way you have a mechitza, it's not proper for men to go watch the women dance live. It's not sneaky for the men to go watch the women dance. Definitely not. So either don't watch the video altogether, or in a chanami, it costs more money. People pay more money to have them filter.
So you have mixed seating, but separate dancing. The men are sitting on the women's side then.
There's nothing wrong with mixed seating, technically speaking. As long as they're not watching. Chazal trusted, it's very clear one thing from the Sefer. Chazal trusted men not to go and look or engage in activity just because a woman is standing there, Chazal trusts you that you're not going to sit the whole funeral looking at the woman on the other side of the aisle.
Okay. Gazing.
A person is an adult. A person can control himself. You go to an event, whether it's a funeral, whether it's a wedding, there are women. Behave yourself. Chazal trusted you to behave yourself. But they did require you to separate. They did require you in numerous situations that the men have to be separate from the women. They can see each other from a distance. There doesn't have to be a mechitza. The only place where a mechitza is an absolute requirement is where? No, not davening, because I'll take an example. In the Beis Avel, let's say the women want to daven also. You come to a Beis Avel, there are women who are avela. And sometimes even the women, they want to say Kaddish quietly. They want to say Kaddish. There's no harm if a Haredi woman wants to say Kaddish during the Shiva quietly when the men are saying davening, and then there's a man who's saying Kaddish, and they want in an undertone say Kaddish. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. They want to say it loud, and everyone should hear them and answer, so then you have different opinions on that matter. But let's get about that. Where do the women daven? Where do the women daven? Do the women daven in the same room where the men daven? Or the women daven in another room? So the truth is, until recent times, it became a very extreme Haredi world, the women would daven with the men. It's a fact. They just daven on the side. The men are davening. No, they didn't have such fancy houses in the olden days where you have a million rooms. And the women can daven in this room, they can hear everything that's going on. It used to be in the old days, you lived in one big room. The house wasn't all that big, and there wasn't all that much space. And when they daven in the main room, and there's really nowhere else for the women to daven other than the main room. So what do the women do? So you daven in the corner of the room, they sit there on the side. Let's say you have a wedding. Tell you every wedding, you have to have a mincha mayim. Okay, it's not a big fancy hall where you can go out into the hallway and daven here, daven there, separate entrance for men and women. It's whatever, you don't have all that much space. And the men are davening ma'ariv, and the women are in the same room. You know how to daven ma'ariv? Of course you know how to daven ma'ariv. There's no such thing that even b'shas davening that the men and the women have to be separated by a mechitza. The only place where the men and women must be separated by a mechitza is in a mokoim that is miyuchad l'tzvila. A wedding hall is not a mokoim miyuchad l'tzvila. A base ovel is not a mokoim miyuchad l'tzvila. A base hakneses is a mokoim miyuchad for tzvila. It's the base hamigdash. It's a mikdash na'at, and Rav Moshe holds that it's a deoraisa. He learns from the Gemara from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, es mikdashi tirohu, they made a tikkun gadol, and they based it upon the pasuk of what's going to be la'asalava when they're going to give a hesped. A hesped was given for, in Machlokes, either for Mashiach ben Yosef will die, and the masbid Mashiach ben Yosef, or one opinion, the Yetzirah is going to be slain, la'asalava, and they're going to deliver hespedim for the Yetzirah. And there it says the men and women are separate. It doesn't even say there in the Gemara that there's a mechitza. It doesn't say that. It just says that they're separate. And the Gemara says, why are they separate when there's no Yetzirah anymore? And the Gemara says, it's just not derech eretz. And that many places can say that's a leniency, that it's not. But in the beginning, Ben Moshe has a very chish. He holds that in the base hakneses, a mokon miyuchon l'tzila, being that it's an extension of yes mikdoshi. You shall fear Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash, and by extension, the Mikdash Ma'at, the Mokom Yuchel Tefillah, Rav Moshe holds that it's a din do'eraisa, there be a mechitza. It's not sufficient, there be separation, there be a mechitza between men and women. If you're not in a place that's called Mikdashi Tirohu, you're davening temporarily in your home, you're davening temporarily in a wedding hall, then there is no halachic requirement that there be a partition between men and women. There is a requirement that being that it's a davar shabikidusha, that the men and women separate. The men should not mingle with the women when they daven. They should daven on separate sides, but not mingle together. It's a very chiddush. People don't know that. People they go to an extreme. Oh, we're davening now. So we're not allowed to daven. There's a woman in the room. What? What does that mean?
Women are out.
It's a mistake. Just because you're davening does not mean that you have to throw the women out of the room or you have to go to another room. If it's not a Beis HaKnesses, then you can daven. They have to be separate. You have to separate. Don't look at them. You daven in your one when you face Mizrach and don't look at them. It's not, that's not your business. Another very interesting example is in the Beis Medrash. It's a very fascinating idea. In our shul today, they're not really, it's amazing leniency. Is this called the Beis HaKnesses? You need a mechitza min Torah. Some can argue. So tremendous that today we have a shtiblach. Shtiblach means it's a room. We don't really have today a full fledged makom miyuchel tefillah. We have shtiblach, which means it's a room. It's a room. We may build it out tonight. What?
There's no svarim in the room, and it's basic knesses.
It is.
West Hampstead.
Yeah.
No svarim.
That's the Beis HaKnesses, but even there, they build it al tanai because they want to have occasionally a community meeting. Even in the modern Orthodox communities where they still have, to some degree, a real formal Beis HaKnesses, where it's only miyuchad for tefillah, even there, it's been built al tanai so that in case of there's a need, we want to have a funeral here, we want to have a wedding. Technically speaking, you now have a wedding in a shul. It's also. So how can they have weddings in shuls? So whole look to the dilemma, why have weddings in shuls? So one of the things is the shul is only built out tonight. It doesn't have a full-fledged kiddush of Beis HaKnesses. Or you want to have in the shul, you want to have some type of community meeting. Or you want to have even a funeral. You don't have a funeral in a shul, but you want to build out tonight, so you can use the shul also as a chapel to some degree. So if that's taka true, that you're building all of these buildings, b'zman hazeh, on conditions, and let's say even a Beis Medrash, a Beis Medrash Me'ikar Hadin is not meant for tefillah. In the time of Chazal, there were two separate buildings. There's a place where you daven and a place where you learn. The learning was 24/7. They never were mafsik for davening. If you want to daven, pick yourself up, walk out, and go across the street to the Beis HaKnesses. They have set zmanim when they daven. In the Beis HaKnesses, you daven. In the Beis HaMedrash, you learn. And you don't mix the two. The Beis HaKnesses had more kedusha. When you walk in the Beis HaKnesses, You had to, you now you weren't allowed to talk. You had a very, very high standards of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. When you go into the Beis Medrash, you can have lunch, and you can go to sleep, talk a little Lashon Hara, take out your smartphone, surf the web a little bit. The Beis HaMedrash does not have the same standards as the Beis HaKnesses. L'may nafkamina, if you have a Beis HaMedrash, and just, you know, for practical purposes, we daven here Shachris Min Chamar. A woman walks in, into the Beis HaMedrash, and during the weekday there's no mechitza, and she wants to say Kaddish. I've might as well have Moshe many times. The woman comes into the MTJ, and she wants to say Kaddish, quietly, or even no Kaddish. I want to daven. Today is the yard side of something. I just want to daven. So, in the Beis HaMedrash, not a Beis HaKnesses. Okay, so just, you could daven, just sit in the back. Sit in the back table and daven. But it's a Beis HaMedrash. You're davening, you have to have a mechitza. You need a mechitza in a mikdash ma'at. A mikdash ma'at is a Beis Tefillah, miyuchad ach v'rak for Tefillah. A place that's a shtibel. Today all the shuls in Flatbush have the status of a shtibel. Try to find me a place that's not a shtibel. Eric, maybe tell me young Israel Flatbush. Even that I doubt. Or Talmud Torah, the big shul upstairs. That was certainly probably built as the Beis HaKnesses, a magnificent place. The Talmud Torah Flatbush upstairs, that big, big, massive structure. L'chore, that was built, I would imagine, as a real Beis Tefillah. Is there any place in this neighborhood that's so magnificent like that? In this neighborhood? You think another place?
It's Chaim of
That's a bar park. Kingsway Jewish Center? Maybe it's right. There they face each other. There it's a little bit more complex because there the men and women face each other. It's a very big problem. It's a very, very big problem. The men and women face each other even though they're in different rishus. Okay, so, but in any event, so this is part of the soigais that we have to keep in mind. We have to remember there are two separate inyanim, separation and partition. Separation, any davar shebikidusha, there must be separation. A wedding, there is separation. Men on one side, women on the other side. A funeral, there's separation. A shir, Talmud Torah, separation.
But there's a Mordechai in Sechel Shabbos that talks about it requires a mechitza. Look it up.
A mechitza, the Mordechai? In the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, I didn't come across
that. By a drasha.
By a drasha? There are many takanas that were made as tznius. Tznius, but is it an absolute halachic requirement? Let's talk about the absolute halachic requirement that there be a mechitza. Maybe you're right. Maybe he has different shita. The Mordechai has different shita. I don't know. But what we hear when he brings that over here from Rav Moshe and all the various shitas is that the only time when there was an absolute requirement, you're not allowed to start davening. You're not allowed to say Baruch Hu if you don't have a mechitza that's mafrid bein ishli bein men and women is in a base hakemokim miyuchad litzfila. However, there are many mistakes people make when it comes to other events of Davar Shabbi Kedusha, Ruba Deruba, where they go through all different examples, there is a requirement that the men and women be separated. And people make two mistakes. They think that in the shul, when there's no mechitza, we can also, we can daven. It's not true. If you don't have a mechitza in a real shul, and the mechitza has been taken down for whatever reason, they took down the mechitza for whatever reason, you can't daven. You're not allowed to daven. This is the rice of the daven. What's for the mechitza? After the kach, some even hold, if there's a woman, so yes, in the new kash. Let's say there's no woman there. This is a very big machlokes place. Let's say you have a real Beis HaKnesses, a makom miyuchad l'tefila by, let's say, a conservative shul. Conservative shul. This form, I don't even know you can tell. The form is a whole different. It's a makom miyuchad l'tefila and there's no mechitza. Are you allowed to daven? There's only men out. Today, there are only men. Women did not show up today. And let's say you're here for a wedding, you're here studying in the adjacent hall. Are you allowed to daven b'chidus? Are you allowed to daven with a minion in this mokoyim, which is miyuchel l'tfila, and there are no women. There are no women today. No woman has shown up, but there is no mechitza. So some hold it's osir. Ad kidei kach. A mokoyim mikdoshi tirol, the fact that this is a mokoyim miyuchel l'tfila, and there's in the revelation of the mitzvah deraisa mikdoshi, in my migdash you shall tirohu, you shall be afraid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that demands there be a separation of men and women, because I'm going to get to the reason, men and women, because then when there's mingling of men and women, so it's mahara person, a healthy person, a healthy man will confront the challenge of thinking about this woman, and it will percolate in his mind, and then he's not going to be able to concentrate on thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's a violation of Es Mikdashi Tirahu that there should be a Mokoyim based Hakneses that is built without a Mechitza. And therefore it's Osir for an individual to daven in such a Mokoyim, Afilu B'Yechidus, even when there's no woman inside. Many persons can take this opinion. Ad Kedei Kach, that's how far it goes. But look at the coolest. What?
5 pounds is a conservative tool. That
Sephardic temple.
Sephardic temple. They make a lot of synthesis.
Yeah.
However, Feitman insists that you'll allow them to make them the
wedding in the shul.
Not the wedding. It's really not a wedding place, but wedding place, but basically bar mitzvahs and stuff.
Okay.
But if you daven mincha, he does not want you to.
You cannot daven in the temple in the room because.
What about the
Sarim, yes, but not in the Mokon that's in the Yuchon. Because we have to appreciate this concept, Mikdashi Tirohu. This place, a conservative Jew, has the power, believe it or not, to invest in Mokon as a Mikdash. And with that comes the obligation of Tirohu. And if they're not doing that, then there's a violation of Halacha. Violation of Halacha, the Mokoyim is a Mokoyim that is in violation. Does not just extend to the people. You're not allowed to daven there. I feel it will be Yechidus when there's no woman in this room. Now look at the coolest. Look at the extreme opposite. Let's say Rachman Lusan is a base Avel, and there's no place for the women to go other than to sit in the same room as the women. And the women want, there are women who want to daven also. And there's no Mechitza. There's no mechitza. Misaskim did not yet deliver the mechitza for you. Or asked to deliver mechitza for you, but they did not yet deliver mechitza. And you have a real heavy duty charedim, you know, with a thick brisket pace. It's mutter. They can daven together as long as they're completely separate, even though they're in the same room. How could it be? How could it be that I'm not allowed to daven b'yechidus in a conservative temple? And yet, charedim can daven, extremists can daven in one room together with women. The answer is because a base ovel is not a shul. It's a bias. It's a temporary makeshift place where you daven because you have no choice. So that's not a base. There's no halacha mikdashi tiro. Oh, but you do a davar shebe kedusha. That's right. You're not allowed to mingle with a woman. If you mingle with a woman, you're in a chanami, you're in violation. It's not a shemona esrei. If you sit together with women, the women have to be completely separate, men completely separate. Don't look at them. But they have to have a partition. That's not a halacha requirement. So we unfortunately, now is it a good, is it a nice thing? Well, in today's day and age, you're not going to get shlishi for this, right? In today's day and age, it's not going to look very good that you're going to see women in the same room as men. So today, they're going to go and they're going to put up a mechitza, they're going to tell the women to leave, they're going to do all of these things. Years ago, for sure, it was not like this. There's no doubt in my mind, years ago, people did not go to the extremes they've gone to in completely separating women with partitions. They've always gone, that's the halacha, women are separate. It's always. But today, we live in a very firm world, and unfortunately, for very good reason, people get carried away very quickly, okay? And I used to be, I have stories I tell people where I always used to make litzanis, unfortunately, and suspect, like, people go too far, until I myself experienced what was going on, and then I changed my tune. And you can't generalize. You really can't generalize. Every situation is different. But you have to know the basic yisoidos before you pass judgment on the situation. And there's another very important halacha, and that is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to say the bracha, shehasimcha b'ma'oinoi, in a place where there is taruvis, where men and women, now that means men and women sit together at the same table. By a sheva brachos, when you start the Divai HaSeva Gam Charon, you say the brachos, you say there the nusach of Baruch Elokeinu Shehasimcha B'ma'oinoi V'Shehachalnu Mishlo. You invoke Hashem's name to say the words Shehasimcha B'ma'oinoi. And what happens if you are at a sheva brachos celebration and men and women are sitting together at the same table? at the same table, whether it's family, not family, are you allowed to say those words, Shasimcha b'mo'inoi, Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha b'mo'inoi? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, no, you're not allowed to. Why? Because it's not a simcha in Hashem's abode when men and women are eating together. Eating especially creates kirvas hadas. Eating, when you eat, you get very comfortable. And a person comes to be mahar, or you have to really understand, there's another concept we'll come to later on. It's not so much the moment. When you're talking to a woman, so what? No one's doing an avera. Everyone is behaving themselves. So what's the, we laugh. Why was so machmir? But we know the answer. Everyone knows the answer. Right now, there's no avera. But a human being is a human being. As a healthy person is a healthy person. Later in the day, or later at night, or maybe next week, maybe 2 weeks, when a person's mind is not occupied with work or whatever, and is very tired, thoughts percolate. They bubble in one's mind. And his mind takes him back to that event where he saw a woman who he found very attractive. And if he's a healthy person, which hopefully he is, he has the Yetzirah. And it's natural to have a Yetzirah. So B'Shas Maisa, nothing is happening. But B'Shas Maisa, you're planting a seed. Everyone knows this is true. You're planting a seed. When you see something that is, it's fine, nothing is wrong. But when you start engaging in the conversation or getting a little carried away, things begin to percolate. And these things that percolate can go on for years. It can trigger something 10 years later, or whatever it is. We know that these things are all true. That's the issue. When that eventually does happen, a person is maharer, and worse, if Rahman all of a sudden leads to, let's say, other things which are even worse, which, whatever that they may be, okay, to whatever they may be, these things are worse. So then, it's not a simcha in Hashem's abode that a person now has initiated a process which may one day lead to things which are not 100% proper. Listen, l'nidna tara l'malachi hasharetz. You can go on a bus, you can talk to a woman, you can do all you want.
It's a co-ed life.
Exactly, it's a co-ed life, but there are, in a davar shebikidusha, Chazal have instituted higher standards for certain moments in time. Certain moments in time, when you come to a davar shebikidusha, something which is, so then there are certain higher standards for that moment. For that moment. And when those moments are not being done in the proper way, it's not a joy in Hashem's perspective, what this can lead to possibly in a person's own mind, not talking about even doing averus with another person, but what it can lead to. And therefore, the Poskim say that in the Ikar Hadin, you're not allowed to say the bracha, Shasimcha, Baruch Elokeinu, Shasimcha, B'mo'ina, V'shachalu, Mishaloh. However, there is a famous Levush. Levush lived the same time as Rav Yosef Kaira. He was also a candidate to write the Shulchan Aruch. And he writes, shockingly, that Bizman HaZen, his time already, which goes back already 250 years, plus
time of the Ramah,
he writes that Bizman HaZen, since we are Niskatnu HaDeiros, and we're already so familiar with women, we see women all the time, we talk to them, we've already Doshu Be'radim, it's already, so it does not, and I have to go back and read his words exactly, it does not affect us to the degree it affected the Kadmoinim. They were much holier people. And with being holier comes a stronger Yetzirah. Zeluma, Zebor, the holier you are. To a degree. Okay, it all depends on the tekufa. Not necessarily, it all depends. The different tekufas, different parts of the world, different periods of Jewish history. You can't really generalize. There were many different situations, but Bizman HaZeh, he writes, is that we're much, the way we live is such where we do not find people commonly, they hear her, have problems by sitting at the dining room table with women. We don't find that people are nichshol and averos, terrible averos, percolates in the mind more so in a significant way than if you had not done this. Okay, if you're going to have problems, it's going to be because of other things you're going to have problems with. We don't find that because I'm sitting by a Sheva Brachas, this is what's now going to go cause me, whatever, to an Avera in 2 weeks from now. Therefore, the Levush says you can be Mekel, a tremendous Kiddush, you can be Mekel, and you can say today, Baruch Elokeinu Shas Simcha B'Me'ona V'Shachalu Mishlo in our times. Okay, this is the leniency of the
According
Levush.
The Kala is allowed to be there?
She has to be there. She has to be there. The Kala has to be present by the bench. Then what? How do you know? What? She's wearing a burqa. I hear. This is no. This is what it says. This is what it says. This is what Levush says. That's the heter b'zman hazeh. We're mako. Okay, that's what b'zman hazeh. It's very common. You go to Sheva Brachos, and the Sheva Brachos is a small scale. And that's what we're very mako. Okay, now let me tell you. Yeah. Right, so you go into all the sources. So I'm going to spend some time here to show you. I'm going to spend some time going through all the sources, at least tomorrow. I'm going to run through the basic Yisoidis. And tomorrow we'll pick up, we'll go through a few of the sources and you report one of the sources.
The
let me just. Yeah, what?
Which is not the only one. Interesting. Like Saskla, Sefer, Derek, it goes also with that.
Then what?
So the
Yetzara is what? Is less? Is less because we're so because Zelu Maze. The holier you are, the greater Yetzara you have.
Right.
Today we're not so holy, so we don't have such a great Yetzara.
Psychologists would tell you men always have women subconsciously.
Freud was one of right. The big for the he says if your mother he has these crazy ideas. Right. Okay. So, but there's a degree. There are different. There are different degrees. There are different levels, and you have to also appreciate le'nitna Torah le'malachei hasharis. You're allowed to live a normal life. You don't have to do crazy things, and you're allowed to live a normal life. And if you have a yetzahara, you know something, very good. You should be very happy. That means you're a healthy person. Because Rachman Litzam, we know today in this crazy
That's
world,
true.
Someone that doesn't have a Yetzirah is a sick person. So if you find yourself having a Yetzirah, congratulations. Baruch Hashem, you should be very, very happy having a Yetzirah. Like someone told me, there was a boy told a Rebbe, the boy was telling Rebbe that his mom's Yetzirah was out of control. And he really has problems. He has problems, like, you know, just in everyday life. So the Rebbe said to him, the one that was speaking was the student. And he was saying, the Rebbe said to him, Baruch Hashem, it's very, very good. It's very good you have this Yetzirah, and you have to just work on it, but don't worry. I'm very happy that you have that. That means you're very healthy. And he said, when the Rebbe said this to him, it changed his whole perspective. He was able to deal with his Yetzirah, instead of the Rebbe saying, you would expect, you know, a Haredi to say to a guy, oh, you have a Yetzirah. So don't walk in the streets. Lock up yourself. Go live in Beis Shemesh where the men walk on one side of the street and the women on the other side. Only go on a bus where the men are in the front. Instead, the Rebbe said to him, I hear, you got a problem. Walking down the street, you see a pretty woman. You got a problem? But first of all, let me tell you, Baruch Hashem. That means you're healthy. That means you're a healthy male. And you should know, you should give Shevach to Hashem every single day that He made you healthy. And that's how it's supposed to be. You got a problem? No. So figure out a solution for yourself. So he said, this guy said, the Rebbe blew him away. He thought the Rebbe would tell him, go to Beis Shemesh and do this or that. And the Rebbe said, Baruch Hashem, you have a Yetzirah, you're a healthy person. And knowing that he put him in a perspective that he's healthy, and that's how it's supposed to be, somehow he was much better equipped to deal with his situation and deal with the Yetzirah. Isn't that amazing? I mean, not amazing, that's so posh. We're so corrupt. We become so crazy that when someone tells you something that's so normal and so normal, we think, we know it's something that's like almost shocking. But that's really how it is. Okay.
Is it exactly as the shepherd became Nazir and the Bonshingam Gier ate from his hormones?
Right. Call a poet, you see a Nazir is because he saw the Isha of the Gokul. You're right. Listen, you got to deal with the Yetzirah. That's what you're in this world for. But there is a Yetzirah, And don't make believe it doesn't exist. And don't try to shun the Yetzirah. There's a Yetzirah, that's how it is, and you deal with it. You deal with it in a responsible way, and you're doing extreme things, it's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to...
So, another question, if there is wedding at Huna, in the shul, or in the Beit HaMidrash for someone, Bochrim, and it should be Makom Kodesh, and we partition between them, or not?
You asked me a very good question. There's a general question if you're even allowed to have a wedding in a Beis HaKnesses. Okay. Now, let me just tell you, I'll just tell you something very out of time. I want to tell you something out of time. I want to tell you some very interesting things. Very interesting things. We in America have a minhag. It's a fascinating idea. He writes here. I'll tell you the source. Fascinating. We have a minhag in America to sit during the chuppah. I'm telling you the truth, right? That's what you all do.
Sure.
In Eretz Yisrael, they don't sit. In Eretz Yisrael, Ruba de Ruba, it's much more informal. They stand. Why is it the minhag in Chutz Liaretz? It was probably minhag in Europe as well.
Men and women
what?
A lot of times men and women together.
But that's wrong. That's not proper. That's not proper. It's sure not
proper.
Okay, it could be. But why in America, L'chaira, you should even, L'chaira, a dover, the Mesader Kiddushin, they sit or stand. First of all, that's not so posh. We have a minhag where the Mesader Kiddushin stands. The truth is, a Seder Kiddushin is a Maisa Bezdin, and L'chaira, it would be better that the Mesader Kiddushin should be sitting. Okay, it's not so posh. Why is the Mesader Kiddushin stand? You can make a very strong argument that the Mesader Kiddushin should be sitting because he represents the Bezdin, and the Dayanim sit, and the Balei Dinim stand. Does the Chasam Kalu, do they still sit or stand? You should know that not so long ago, they sit. Achmon, somebody get, they sit.
Yeah.
By a get. So why, by a wedding, do you stand? Why is there a difference between wedding?
It's really not practical.
What? Why is that practical? Why is that practical? You make it practical.
He has to have it up close.
Okay,
you're
saying it's practical matters.
The
if the halacha demanded that it be done in a certain way, l'chaira, we can make it practical and be done in a certain way. These are very tough questions to answer, and there is really no good answer, I know, but basically the minhag is the Mesader Kiddushin is standing, Chos and Kala are standing, and everyone else is sinning. You can argue very strongly that the Mesader Kiddushin should bedavka be sinning. You could argue even the Chos and Kala should be sinning. What about the people? Why are the people sitting and not standing, especially in Chutz Liaretz? So he writes over here something fascinating. He says it's by design, because that solidifies the separation of men and women. If you're going to have the men and women stand, and the men on one side, women on the other side, it's just a very short time until they start mingling. And being that you're now being Oisek in the Dover Shabbat Kedusha, and a Dover Shabbat Kedusha demands a Yirah Shemayim, and the Yirah Shemayim is there should be no Mechirhor, there should be no thinking potential to think about women, and therefore we learned that you have to separate. Mechitza, only in the Beis HaKnesses is a Mechitza. Nowhere else is there a halachic requirement. We have Mechitza all the time today. Today we live in a very firm world, and there's
in
a
the
need
bar,
for it.
You have a mechitza at a bar.
Right, and that's fine. That's perfectly fine. That's perfectly appropriate. We live in a world today where there's the Yetzirah, there are a lot of problems. It's perfectly fine. But let's just talk now from a halachic perspective. Halacha. Halacha, remember, you only need a mechitza in a Beis HaKnesses. If it's not a Beis HaKnesses, you don't need a mechitza. But this is the mistake. People, they come to this false conclusion. If you don't need a mechitza, that automatically means you're allowed to sit together. There can be nothing more false than that. Just because you don't need a mechitza, you're not allowed to be together. A mechitza is a special halacha for a Beis HaKnesses. It's not, but everywhere else you must be completely separate. So in order that you be completely separate, you sit. Because if you're sitting, you're not mingling. If you're standing, you can't trust the people, they're not going to mingle. Just because the men stand over here and the women stand over here, once already you're standing, we all know, look what happens at Yiskar, when all the men and women go outside. What happens? They mingle, and they schmooze, they sit, they talk. Why? Because no one's sitting in the street. They're not sitting. Once you're standing already, when you're standing around, it's natural, you're going to go, you're going to wander from place to place. So it's very, very fascinating. Any place where there is a halachic requirement that men and women be separate, automatically that creates a halachic demand that you sit. Is that amazing? Because what? It says in the safe. I have to go find you because this is the Hakdama Yazdim car. Isn't that amazing? You saw it? Yeah, it's an incredible you saw it. If you have a halachic demand, there has to be sitting. You cannot stand. No standing around. No standing. When do you have no choice but to stand? A funeral. It used to be this. Brought down in all the Sfar. No one does it today anymore. I don't know why not. Is that by a levaya, when you escort the mace, the men are supposed to go in front of the coffin. And the women go behind the coffin. You never saw that today. Today the hearse goes, then the men go, and the women follow the men. That's not what it says anywhere. All of the old sources describing how a halavoya sameis is done and has this separation of men and women, it's always quoted, the men are supposed to walk in front of the mace and the women walk behind the mace. That maintains the dead body is the actual separation of mingling between men and women. If we do like we do today, we basically at the end of the line, there's always mingling. I mean, there's mingling. Yeah, you have men are going, you're doing a mitzvah. Halavoyas HaMeis is a very, very big mitzvah. To escort a mace to its makom menucha is a very big mitzvah. If you're escorting the mace and you're looking at what is she wearing today, that's not the proper way to do the mitzvah. The mace over here, giving him kavod acharon, is going to his beis olama. It's not proper when you're escorting the mace to be looking at this woman. It's not proper. So what happens today? What happens today is the men go in the front, and the women go in the back, and the people, the stragglers in the back, they start schmoozing with the women as they're walking. That's shloike din. There has to be the oisakeh davrasha bekedusha halavoya sameis, a very big mitzvah. There has to be complete separation. There's no mechitza. It's not a shul. But the problem is you're standing around. You can't do halavoya sameis on a chair. You have to stand. So when you stand, there's a very great danger. You're going to mingle. So how do you avoid that problem when you're standing? There should not be mingling. The men go in front of the dead body, and the women go behind the dead body, and no one's going to mingle because the dead body is not going to let you. He's going to get up and scream at you. What?
What happens once a body is buried and people are standing around to hear the kaddish or the heaven?
So what do you do? The bed, you're supposed to be separate by the cemetery when they say kaddish. There are always women there, right? As like you said, the only time you have to have a mechitza is only in a Beis HaKnesses. A cemetery is not a Beis HaKnesses. But they're not supposed to be mingling. The men on one side, women on the other side, and they say Kaddish. But not together. Don't mingle. The two, these, okay, we have to stop. We'll talk tomorrow more. You say this. What?
Levaya.
So there was a few years. Armea has a very fascinating picture of the Michas Elazar. So there are a few, handful number of women.
Huh?
A handful, like three, four women I saw.
The women don't go to the Levaya.
Right, exactly. Yes. They don't
go to the cemetery. They don't go to the cemetery. They go to the Levaya. You have a very nice one. Minchas Elazar, they look like they're mingling a shtickle, right? All right, listen, whatever. Big deal. Okay, we're going to take a short break.
What did you say about the
Minchas Elazar, I have a picture I'll show you right now.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
The Minchas,
what about his Levaya?
His Levaya.